So how does one get involved in drawing with jelly beans? How does that happen?
Well, I was doing art on sort of like a hobby amateur basis for the last 10 or 15 years, and I live not far from Jelly Belly International headquarters in Northern California. They had a huge collection of art from the 1980s and 90s made out of jelly beans by other artists, and they hadn't had anybody doing it for a while, and they wanted to start the bean art program, as they call it, in 2009. And so they called me and said, we're trying to find somebody to do this. Do you want to see if you can try it out and if it'll work with how you work? And it did, and it sort of snowballed. We've had a really good working relationship since then.
Awesome. So I'm watching you work before, and I see you using like a little spray adhesive. So can you just explain how it's done?
Yeah, so I paint the image that they're wanting me to do or that I want to do on this big frame board. It's actually not a canvas, it's a panel that comes pre-framed. And then after I paint it on, I start at the bottom and I spray the spray adhesive and I go row by row. The rows below support the rows above. And when I get it all filled up with jelly beans, I lay it flat and I pour on a final resin, which is why it's important that it's grained first, so because it's self-leveling, then it won't fall all over the floor. And then it's like basically encased in plastic. So, and it has a UV protectant, so it'll even help keep the food coloring from fading.
Awesome. That's great. So something like this, how long will it take you to finish this?
It normally takes between 75 and 100 hours from planning stages all the way through final resin.
So is it a little crazy like doing it in front of all these people and then everyone talking to you?
It was at first. Like, it really took me a while to get used to kind of the rhythm and like trust that I'd be able to make the decisions I needed to make and when I was talking to people as well as like, you know, just by myself. So I've gotten used to it. But yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking at first, for sure.
So, I don't know, just watching you before, I'm like, I'm looking at you and I'm looking at Wonder Woman. Your faces are very similar.
Wow.
Is that
I take
bad?
That as a
or,
huge compliment.
No, because look, I mean, your nose, your eyes, cheekbones, like the structure of the face, like it looks a lot like you.
Maybe that, you know what, I normally, when I make drawings or paintings, it ends up looking like my daughter. So maybe it was just like an inadvertent self-portrait.
Has this one proven to be like a little bit more difficult compared to other ones? Or like, where would you rank this one? There's a lot of different colors being used.
This one is right down the middle, I would say, especially as far as the superhero ones we've done, because usually there's a lot of like easy sort of background buildings. I mean, once you get the angles, it's totally simple. But I'm so motivated because I love Wonder Woman, and I've been wanting to do this one for a while that I'm just like excited about it. Like, I'm saving her for the last.
Where do these go when they're done?
Jelly Belly has a big visitor center and factory tour in Fairfield, California, in the Bay Area, and so a lot of them are on display there. And then occasionally when there gets to be a series like Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, they'll put them together and they'll send them to museums or other events and just have them there for people to see.
How do you want this one to kind of like be remembered compared to all of your other ones?
I want them to feel the power, to feel the strength.